the message this morning. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. And today, as we celebrate Easter, what we call here in the United States Easter, or in other words, the celebration of Jesus Christ, there are millions of Christians that gather together throughout the world to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. The fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and he is alive. Hallelujah. But I wonder how many of us understands what this means for us today. I wonder if they really realize that the resurrection of Jesus made a difference, church. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despair even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in the God who raises the dead." Paul said that we need to learn to trust not only in God, but we need to trust in the God who raises the dead. What is he saying? Simply what he's saying is this: that when we trust in Jesus Christ and when we surrender our lives to him, his resurrection power is available to us today. Church, the resurrection is more than just an event that happened once thousands of years ago. To be quite honest with you, who really cares to what happened to a guy 3,000 years ago? Amen. The resurrection is important because it has significance to us now in the present. Yes. The resurrection is the source of the power that you can experience in your life every single day. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you and I. And if you live by this power, you will see amazing changes in your life too. The resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Now this morning I want us to explore the consequences of the resurrection of Jesus Christ for the life of the believer today. Now, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the believer can expect the impossible today. All right, Pastor. The believer can expect the impossible today. Yeah. God can turn a dead end place in your life into a new start. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. We all the time run into dead places in our lives. In other words, when it seems like everything is lost, when it seems like everything is over, and this is a very hard place to be. You might be at a dead place in your marriage. You might not see hope for your marriage today. You might be in a dead end place in your own health. You might think that there is no healing for your disease. You might be in a dead end place in your dream. You might be in a dead end place in a particular relationship in your life. But Paul here tells us that he went through a dead end place when he faced himself with life threatening situations in his ministry. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, he says that we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Now the word sentence in the Greek is the word krino. And this word denotes a verdict pronounced as the result of a court trial. Now usually in a court of law, all the evidence is presented by the prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney. And the judge and the jury examine all the evidence And they then pronounce a verdict. What Paul is telling us in that passage of scripture is that so many problems were against him. So many situations were against him that there was no way for them to escape or even survive. Paul was in a dead end place. For him, it seemed like everything was over, that there was not a way out of his situation. My question to you this morning is, are you at a place where so many problems, so many challenges have come against you that it looks that you will never survive what you are facing today? Expect the God who raises the dead to release his resurrection power on your behalf, to turn your dead end situation around. Hallelujah. Paul didn't die on the trial. He finished the job that God asked him to do. He said, through it all, I have learned to trust not in myself, but in God who raises the dead. Now, my question to you this morning is, do you just believe in God, or do you believe in a God who raises the dead? Because when you believe in the God who raises the dead, you can expect the impossible in your life. When you face the death of something, that's when God's resurrection power begins to flow in its greater measure. God's resurrection power can raise your dead marriage. It can raise you from a health problem, no matter what the condition is. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Church, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in you. And that spirit can raise you and heal you from whatever disease you are facing this morning. Hallelujah. God can resurrect a dead career. God can resurrect a dead dream. I always dream of playing piano. It was one of my passions. And because of the circumstances of life, I could never grow. I could never develop my dream. And I even honestly had forgotten about it when I got to my 30s. And I remember the first time that I visited church, and I saw this young man playing the piano in the anointing of the Holy Spirit in such a beautiful and a powerful way that it began to touch and minister my heart. And I began to cry that day in that church when I heard that piano. And I remember that I said within myself, oh, how much I wish that I could have learned to play piano like that. And when I tell you that we have a God that grants the desires of our heart, God heard my cry that morning, and he began to move in a marvelous way in my life, and he brought people my way, even my former worship pastor, where this man will take time out of his own time to sit with me and teach me the piano. And by the glory of God, that's mainly the ministry that God has given me today. Why? Because God can resurrect your dead dream even when you have given up on it. God can resurrect a dead career. God can resurrect your dead finances. If God raises the dead, church, he can do anything in your life if you believe in the God who raises the dead. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because of the resurrection of Christ, the believer can expect the impossible. And because of the resurrection of Christ, the believer can experience hope and joy in every situation. Because of the resurrection of Christ, we have a living hope. We don't have any kind of hope. We have a living hope. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, hope here is not idealism, but hope is the sure and the confident expectation that God will move in your circumstances to fulfill his promises. This life is tough. How many of us can say amen? Amen. Haven't you noticed how your life can change in 2 seconds? That when you least expect it, you can get up sick in the morning. When you least expect it, something can change in your company. Something can change in your job. A job that you thought that it was going to be there forever until you retire can be gone in 1 instant. When you least expect it, the devil can attack your marriage, can attack your family, can attack your finances. This life, church, is tough. Yes. Yes. Come on, man. And we all need hope. Wow. When you take hope from the soul of a human being, that human being will die. We all need hope. And the majority of people are desperately trying to find hope in something or someone. They try to find hope, but they cannot have a living hope. So many people place their hope in things that are temporary and can fail us at any moment. They place their hope in money. They place their hope in fame, in careers, in looks. Believe me when I tell you that you are not always going to look the way that you look like today. That you are in a process of aging where your body is decaying. I have a neighbor who is a professional trainer. And this woman has an amazing body. Not 1 ounce of fat. Perfection. Every time I see her, I feel convicted that I need to do more diet and do more exercise. Perfection. And I was telling her this morning, the other night, I was saying to her, if your hope is in that look, you are going to be greatly disappointed. Because you look like that today. But believe me when I tell you, that sooner than you like, all of that muscle is going to begin to fall down. And it's going to be all over the place. Things that are tough and firm today are going to be fall now. All the way in the floor. Your pretty face is not going to look like it looked like today. You are in a process that even if you work out 20 hours a day, because this woman works out like 6-7 hours a day every day. It's crazy. Even if you work out 20 hours a day, even if you drink a gallon of the breast protein every day, even if you do diet until your face turns blue, you are not going to be able to stop the process that your body is going through. You are aging, and you are not going to look like and feel like the way you feel today all your life. And if your hope is in your look, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to find your soul empty of that hope. People place their hope in things that are temporary and can fail us at any time. But the hope in such things is hopeless. If you place your hope in your marriage, it's hopeless. If you place your hope in your own children, it's hopeless. If you place your hope in your finances, in your job, in your career, if you place your hope in what you look like, it's hopeless. Because such things will come and go. To have hope in them is to have a dead hope. But the one that places their trust in the God who raises the dead does not have a dead hope. We have a living hope. It is a living hope because its foundation is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A fact, a truth that nothing and no one can change or can deny. This living hope will never ever end. This living hope will sustain you as you go through trials and sufferings and tribulations in this life. To the one who is sick this morning, you can have a living hope. The sure expectation that Jesus Christ will heal you. To the one who is grieving the death of a loved one. In the midst of your grief, you can have a living hope. The sure expectation that one day you will see them again. That if they die in Christ, a day is coming when the dead in Christ will rise again, and you who are alive will be reunited with them again in glory. On, to the one who is afraid of death, you can have a living hope. Well, a sure expectation that physical death is not the end for you. It's not the end of your existence. But it's rather the beginning of a glorious life in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ throughout eternity. In a glorified body that does not get sick, that does not get tempted, that does not go through aging. Jesus has destroyed death and has given us all a living hope. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Christ brings joy to the soul. And joy is more than an emotion. Joy is not really a feeling. Happiness is. Happiness is a feeling. And happiness is temporary. Because happiness depends on circumstances. I'm happy because I look good. I am happy because I have lost 30 pounds. I'm happy because I got a boyfriend. Somebody finally looks at me. I'm happy because I have money on the bank. I'm happy because I have friends that love me. But those things, again, are temporary. And when those things fail us, the happiness goes. But joy is not an emotion. Joy is not a feeling. It is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that is not subject to people. It's not subject to circumstances or nothing that happens to us. If I can define joy for you in my own words, I will say this. Joy is the ability to trust God in your circumstances. There it is. The moment, I don't know about you, but the moment I take my eyes away from God and I place them on my circumstances, I lose my joy. But no matter what I'm going through, no matter what you are going through, no matter what life is throwing at you, when you place your focus on Jesus, when you have the supernatural ability to keep trusting, to keep declaring, and to keep believing, a joy that is supernatural is going to permeate in your soul. It's the ability to trust God in your circumstances. God. Believing that He is with you, church. Yes. And has absolute power to change anything. God has absolute power to change anyone and to change anything. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4 and 8. If you want to turn this with me, and this is one of the most powerful evidences of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We find it in that scripture. It says that He was buried, and He rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. But look at the evidence that the Bible is giving us. This is not something that God says. This is something that many people, hundreds, saw it. In verse 5, He says, He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After He was seen by over 500 500 brethren at once. They all saw him at the same time. Of whom the greater part remains to the present. But some have fallen asleep. Unfortunately, they're no longer alive to tell us about it. How much would I love to find one of those that saw him? I would invite them to a cup of coffee and have them in a Starbucks at least for 7 hours. Telling me, I want to know, what did he look like? What did he say? What did he smell? How was it? How was it that day when he got up? When he raised from the dead? What did you hear? What did you see? What? Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. In verse 7. After he was seen by James and by all. Say all. That is a lot of people, wouldn't you say? Then last, this is Paul. Of all, he was seen by me also. As by one born out of Judea. In other words, Jesus Christ manifested to Paul in a supernatural way. And Paul was able to see him in the same way that the disciples and the apostles saw him before. And it tells me this. The resurrection is a message. Say, it's a message. That declares a powerful truth to the world. And it's this. Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ has power over anything that you face today. And the best part is that he is here. And he is here now. Hallelujah. Jesus was seen by the disciples. And by over 500 witnesses. And even after his own death, the disciples experienced Jesus in their midst. The Bible tells us that Jesus touched them. The Bible tells us that Jesus spoke to them in the same way that I'm speaking to you this morning, and I'm not dead. Hallelujah. Jesus ate with them. If Jesus was here now in new life, and if we were sitting 2,000 years ago and this was really resurrection day, and Jesus will come and sit with you today, what would he eat? See, if you are Jamaican, he would enjoy curry chicken with you. Or curry goat. If you are Puerto Rican, he will enjoy arroz con gandules and puerco. If you're from the United States, he would enjoy a hamburger or a pizza or a piece of steak with potatoes. Because Jesus ate with the disciples after the resurrection. He ate with them. There is not one bone that is dead in Jesus. He is alive. He speaks. He touches. He comforts. He provides. And he fellowships with those that call on his name. But Jesus was radically changed. Jesus did not come back to life like Lazarus did. Oh no, he didn't. Because as powerful as the story of the Lazarus resurrection is, and as powerful as it is to read about all the miracles and supernatural healings that Jesus did in the gospel, eventually every single one of them died again. And eventually every single one of them experienced sickness again. But the resurrection of Jesus is different. The glorified body that Jesus has now is different. Because Jesus now lives in total and complete glory. Jesus has total and complete victory over every enemy, over every sickness, over every demon, over every principality, and every persecution that is coming against us. He holds supreme authority. You see, some Christian thinks that we are in a tug of war. That you have the devil on one side pulling, and then the Holy Spirit and Jesus pulling on the other side. We are not in a tug of war. Because the devil cannot stand the power and the authority that there is in the name of Jesus. He holds complete authority over sin. Complete authority over sickness. And complete authority over death. One day is coming that if you're driving through by Taft and 441, there is a cemetery there. Every time I drive through, I say, is today the day that you're coming back? Because I want to sit here and watch the show. Because a day is coming where in a supernatural way, every tomb in that cemetery is going to crack open. And the dead in Christ are going to rise again. And you are going to see them with your own eyes. The resurrection tells us that the resurrected Jesus is today with us as well. He said that he was not going to leave us orphaned, but that he was going to send us the Holy Spirit. And through the person of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is present today in every circumstance, in every trial, and in every season in life. As we read about the stories of the resurrection appearances and how he appeared to Mary Magdalene, how he appeared to Peter and John and the disciples, understand that Jesus is once again with us today. He is here today comforting us. He is here today helping us with whatever we are facing in life. He is here today protecting us, fighting the battle for us, and providing for our needs. In your suffering and in your trials, always remember that you are not alone, church. The resurrected Jesus is with you. And you can experience joy as you remember that he is in control of your life. And he has the power to change your situation and to change your sorrow into dancing. Hallelujah. In John chapter 10, verse 28 and 30, he said this. And I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. This is a truth that is very hard for the human mind to comprehend. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you will never ever die. Wow, never. You will live forever throughout eternity in the presence of a glorified King. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Jesus Christ is your best protection. It's the best alarm system that you can ever have. It's the best bodyguard that you can ever have. Because Jesus is here with you. Jesus is here with me. And he's in complete control of our lives. Protecting us from the power of hell and the power of demons. So because of the resurrection of Christ, the believer can expect the impossible. The believer can experience hope and joy in every situation in life. And the believer can walk in freedom. Amen. Freedom is here. Freedom is yours and freedom is mine in the name of Jesus. The resurrection assures that we can live forgiven lives. Every one of us, say everyone, lives with the consequences of our mistakes, with the consequences of our sins. Is there anyone here this morning that can tell me, I have never ever made a mistake? I have never ever regretted from anything that I have done or said. Not even one. Because that is the reality of this present human existence. We all experience brokenness. We all experience shame and guilt Because sin is destructive. Sin destroys families. Sin destroys marriages. The problem of this world is not only the devil, but the biggest problem of this world is the sin that there is in the human heart. It destructs nations. Sin hurts you. Sin has devastated consequences in your heart, in your mind. And my question is, what are you ashamed of? An abortion? A divorce? Something that you said and went wrong and it hurt someone and it broke a relationship? What are you ashamed of this morning? Because without the resurrection, we will remain trapped to the guilt and the consequences of our mistakes. With no way to receive forgiveness, with no way to be restored, we will remain in bondage forever. But the first words that Jesus spoke from the cross were not words of judgment, and they were not words of condemnation. But in his worst moment, when he was dying on the cross alone, and when he was shedding his precious blood, his words were, "Father, forgive them." He was thinking of you and me that day. If you had an abortion years ago, Jesus said that day, "Father, forgive them for that abortion." If you have used drugs or alcohol, or you have been involved in an immoral lifestyle, Jesus said that day, looking at you on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." They do not know what they do. A dead Savior cannot forgive us. But God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus, and we now can be forgiven, church. Our sins, our mistakes, all of our shame are forever gone. Why? Because they are buried in the empty tomb. When Jesus raised from the dead that day, he left your sickness, he left your sin, he left your mistakes, he left your shame behind in that empty tomb. They are buried forever in the name of Jesus. If you have made a mistake, for many years I walk in bondage, bound to the shame of who I was in the past. You are talking and seeing a woman here this morning that is standing before you by the grace of God, because I was the worst of sinners. I was living in darkness. I was going to hell so fast. And for so many years, I live in bondage to the guilt of my conscience, in bondage to the shame that I felt when I realized the kind of woman that I was outside of Christ. My God. But today I'm telling you, no matter what you have done, no matter what you have gone through in life, no matter what you have said, no matter how big your mistake and your failure has been, today, you can come to the resurrected Christ and you can receive his forgiveness. And you can be restored, and you can be set free from your guilt, from your shame, and from the voice of condemnation. Hallelujah. Forgive them, for they do not know what they do. The resurrection assures that Jesus can transform our lives. That Jesus can transform our lives. Paul said something powerful in the book of Philippians. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. He said, "That I may know him." Yeah, I want to know him. But I'm not settled for that alone. No. I want to know Jesus, but I want to know more than that. He says, I want to know him, but I also want to know the power of his resurrection. So many Christians that know Jesus, but do not know the power of the resurrection. For many, the resurrection is just a historical event. It's the history of a man that lived 2,000 years ago. He was crucified and he raised from the dead. But the resurrection is also power, which belongs to Jesus and is released in our lives when we surrender to him and place our trust in him. And this power enables you and I to live a life pleasing to him. Amen. Not in our own strength. Let me tell you, you can pray 20,000 hours a day, and you can do that. You need to do that. That would not be enough to please God. You can memorize the Bible and quote scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. That is not going to give you the grace to be obedient to the will of God. You need a power. I need a power that cannot be found in anything or anyone in this world. And it is the power of the resurrection. This power will enable us to live life that are pleasing to him. Not in our own strength. Not in our own talents and abilities. But in the power of the risen Savior. This power can change us. This power can change our lives. This power can transform even the worst of people. Right. Into a new creation. Right. Now, I'm amazed to believe something that even Christians believe. And it's this. Some people believe that they are stuck in a lifestyle. And they can never be different. Some people believe the lie that once a person is a certain way, they cannot change. Wow. They believe that once your life has been in a certain way for a long time, that it has to be that way forever. I have always been a loser, and I will continue to be a loser to the day I die. They believe that lie. But the resurrection power of Jesus Christ has the power to change you and to change anyone, church. Amen. He has changed mine. And he has changed the life of millions of people throughout the world and throughout history. Jesus has the power to transform ordinary, weak people into bold and powerful witnesses for him. He transformed the hateful into loving people. He transformed the selfish and the macetas. You know what macetas are? People that don't give a dime. He transformed the selfish into generous givers. Jesus transforms fornicators, prostitutes, homosexuals, adulterers into men and women of character and dignity. Jesus transforms nations. Jesus transforms marriages. Jesus transforms families. And Jesus can transform an entire generation, no matter how lost they are. The Savior has the power to change anyone. And rather, through his resurrection power, he turns us into righteous and victorious people. Your life does not have to remain the same forever. You don't have to believe the lie of the enemy that says that you will never be anyone. That says that your life will always be the same and that you're stuck in the same problem. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. because now we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Your mistakes have passed away. Your pain has passed away. Your failure has passed away. And today you have a new opportunity before you to be a new creation. And I have a bright future in Christ Jesus. People might have denied us of opportunities. Life might have denied us of opportunities. Your own parents might not have believed in you. Your own spouse might not believe in you. But today, the power of the resurrection Christ brings back to life dead dreams, brings back to life dead goals, and gives us opportunities to be new people and victorious people in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, we were not physically there when the resurrection happened 2,000 years ago. But while we were not there then, we are there now. We are there today. The resurrection is relevant. The resurrection matters to you and I today. And the resurrection makes a difference in our lives. Because of the resurrection of Christ, we can expect the impossible. Because of the resurrection of Christ, we can have a living hope and we can have joy in the midst of whatever circumstances we are going through. And because of the resurrection of Christ, we can walk in freedom. Freedom from shame, freedom from guilt, and freedom from condemnation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.